Mark chapter 11, and I'm going to read from verse 7 to verse 10. Mark chapter 11, I'm going to read from verse 7 to verse 10. And when they brought the colt to Jesus, they cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches of the trees and strewed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. There are two things that the Lord has put in my heart very strongly to minister to us in this service today. The first one is I want to encourage you to all throughout this month praise more than you pray. All throughout this month, praise more than you pray. Yeah, pray, but praise more than you praise. Hosanna was a song of praise. It was a cry of happiness. It was a song of jubilation. Yes, it was also a prayer because it means save us, Lord. Help us, Lord. But it was first a praise and it was more a praise. And that's why they put their clothes on the colt. That's why they put their clothes out for Jesus to ride upon as he rode into Jerusalem. And that's why they kept lifting up their voices and they kept saying, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, because it was a praise. It was a prayer, but it was more a praise than it was a prayer. So I encourage you to praise God more in this season than you have ever praised him before. April, this month, this season, is our month of high praises. April, this month, this season, is our month and season of praise. April is not for complaining, but for praising. Say those words with me. April is not for complaining, but for praising. Say this. April for me is not for mourning, but for me it is for praising. Amen. Remind yourself of that through this month. We have been told that April may be the most deadly month for COVID-19. But it has been very strong in my heart and in my spirit to tell you to put on your garment of praise and to praise God more than you ever have. And regardless of what goes on in the world, God will do wonders amongst his people. No matter what goes on in the world, God will do wonders in the midst of his people. Remember, according to Isaiah 8:18, you and your family are for signs and for wonders. You are not for crying. You are not for mourning. You are not for destruction. You are not for perishing. You and your family are for signs and wonders. And so no matter what happens in this month and in this season, I encourage you to put on your garment of praise. God has already given you that garment of praise. You just need to make a conscious effort to put it on. You've got to say to yourself, okay, God already gave me a garment of praise. I'm going to put it on. I'm not going to put on the oil of mourning. You know, that oil can be used for two things. It can be used to prepare the dead, but it can also be used to anoint yourself for praise. That same oil that is used to prepare the dead for burial is also used to anoint yourself for praise. And God says, what I want you to do is take that oil and anoint yourself for praise. I want you to take on the garment of praise, and I want you to put it on, and I want you to get rid of the spirit of heaviness. He said that very clearly in Isaiah 61 and verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so that God alone might be glorified. I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind throughout this season and beyond, God alone will be glorified in my life. God alone will be glorified in my family. God alone will be glorified in our ministry. God alone will be glorified in our destiny. God alone will be glorified in our lives. So put on the garment of praise. He says, then when you do that, when you put on the garment of praise, when you take on the oil of joy, when you put away from you the spirit of heaviness, he says, then you will be able to build the old waste places. You'll be able to raise up the former desolation. You are not supposed to be a part of that desolation. You are supposed to be a part of raising it up. He says you will be a part of repairing the waste cities. You will be a part of the restoration and the rebuilding of the breaches that have been created. So put on the garment of praise. Put on your garment of praise. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him in the night time. Praise him with every opportunity you get. Praise him every way you can. You are making your meal in the kitchen. Praise him. You are sitting around with your family eating. Praise him. You are watching whatever you're watching on the TV. Take a praise break and praise him. You are laying on your bed in your bedroom. Praise him. Just keep on praising him. And your praise will produce victory over tragedy and help you subdue the enemy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. COVID-19 is changing everything about our lives. That's how I know, that's how I came to conclude, COVID-19 is from the pit of hell. You know, we first found out we can't come close to one another now. And yet God said we should fellowship. We can't cough or sneeze freely, and yet these are the things we're supposed to be able to do freely. We can't go to work. We can't go to school. We can't go to church. We can't see our parents. Come on now. We can't even see our parents. If your parent is old and sick in a nursing home, you can't see them because of COVID-19. That's how I know it's evil. It's not from God. It's from the pit of hell. In fact, I heard this past week, researchers have now found out it is also transmitted through breathing and talking. Yes. Ha! Yes. So are we not supposed to breathe anymore? If we don't breathe, we're not going to live. How do we live if we don't breathe? Right? That's how I know it's from the pit of hell. COVID-19 is trying to change everything about our lives. And I guarantee you, if COVID-19 succeeds, there will be COVID-20, there will be COVID-21, there will be COVID-22, and on like that. But there is a strong witness in my heart, in my spirit, that if you don't allow COVID-19 to take your praise, it cannot take your life. If you do not allow COVID-19 to take your praise, it cannot take your life. The current projections, which currently have been given to us just a few days ago, and all scientifically based, so true, have a very strong and reliable measure of accuracy, is that April will be the deadliest month in America. But not for you. I said not for you. You and your family are under the covenant You are under the covering of Jehovah God. The covenant of God is your covering. Have you heard what Psalm 91 said? Verse 10. He said, no evil will befall you and no plague will come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. That's what he says. So not for you. Somebody say, not for me. Come on, say, not for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. April is your month of high praises. So give God your highest praise in April and you will dominate the evil assault of COVID-19. Remember that they were praising God when Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem. I want to read that scripture that I wrote read at the beginning in Mark chapter 11. I want to read it again, just one more time. But this time I want to read it from the Amplified because I want to show you some key words in that scripture. Mark chapter 11 from verse 7 to 10. It says, and they brought the colt to Jesus and they threw their outer garments upon it. And he sat on it. And many of the people spread their garments on the road. And others scattered a layer of leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed after cried out. Somebody said they cried out. Now look at what is in parentheses. With a cry of happiness. See, you can cry for sorrow, but you can also cry for happiness. The Bible says the people who were crying on the day that Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem were crying for happiness. They cried, Hosanna! Hosanna! I want to prophesy over you and your family that all through this season, the only cry we will hear in your household will be the cry of happiness. We will not hear the cry of mourning. We will not hear the cry of pain. We will not hear the cry of sorrow. We will not hear the cry of death. All we will hear will be the cry of happiness. And you will be saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Be graciously inclined and propitious to him. Praised and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praised and blessed in the name of the Lord is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna, save us in the highest heavens. Look at those key words. A cry of happiness. Be gracious to him. That is, don't point your finger and wag it at God and say, you God, you abandoned us. Why? No, be gracious to him. And say, praised and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praised and blessed is the coming kingdom of our God. Yeah. Oh, save us. Yes, help us, Lord. Help us. But they praised him more than they prayed to him. You know, there are many believers who think praise can only happen when we are in church. But Paul and Silas were not in church. And yet, they praised God like they had lost their minds. You know the story in Acts chapter 16, verse 22 to 26. The Bible says their backs were bleeding, they were hurting, they were in pain. But suddenly in the middle of the night, the Bible says they lifted up their voice and they started to pray and they started to sing praises unto the Lord. They sang their praises so loud that everyone in the prison heard them. And suddenly there was an earthquake. Do you know there are so many believers who think praise is only meaningful when everything is going right? But things were not going right in the natural for Paul and Silas. They did not know what the future held. They were in chains and they were held in bondage and they were supposed to have been judged, possibly condemned. And yet they praised. You know, the Bible tells us praise is actually most powerful when praise is a sacrifice. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, the Bible says we should take on upon our lips continually the sacrifice of praise. We should take on upon our lips continually the sacrifice of praise. The reason it's described as a sacrifice of praise is because many times you don't even feel like doing it. Many times it doesn't look like there's a reason for you to do it. But the Bible says that we should put upon our lips, we should have the fruit of our lips be the sacrifice of our praise. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to grumble. I'm not going to despair. I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise Him in the morning. I'm going to praise Him in the afternoon. I'm going to praise Him in the nighttime. I'm going to praise Him till the sun goes down. Hallelujah. So you may not feel like it, but keep on praising Him because He deserves the highest praise. Praise God more than you talk about COVID-19. Have you noticed? There's so much talk about COVID-19, and rightfully so. That's the plague all over the world right now. But people of God, raise up your praise and talk about the praise of Jesus more than you talk about COVID-19. With every mention of COVID-19, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give Him your sacrifice of praise, because praise is most powerful when it is a sacrifice. I got to read this particular one. You remember when Jonah was swallowed by a big fish named COVID? Somebody say, huh? Yeah, new revelation. COVID is in your Bible. Jonah was swallowed by a fish named COVID. That's not true. I don't believe it. All right, let's go check it out. Let's go read it together. Open your Bibles. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. But while Jonah was, while he was in the belly of this big whale, suddenly Jonah said, you know what? I'm going to offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I don't feel like doing it right now. I don't feel like praising Him. I don't feel like thanking Him. But I'm going to offer unto God my sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. And the Bible says, when Jonah began to praise God, God spoke to the whale and said, release him. Release him. Release him. That's how I see God speaking to every whale, whether their name COVID, whether their name sickness, whether their name poverty, whether their name destruction, whatever their name is. I see God speaking to every whale, and I see Him telling him, release him and let him go. Hallelujah. Jonah said in 2 verse 9, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Look at the next line, next phrase. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. That word salvation in that scripture, verse 9, is the word in the Hebrew, Yeshua. Yeshua. That is the root word of the word Yehoshua. Yehoshua is the name Joshua. It is also the name Jesus. In the Old Testament, that word Yeshua means welfare, and it means deliverance. It means victory, salvation, help, security. Notice, Jonah said, I'm going to give God a sacrifice of praise. And when I give God a sacrifice of praise, God will manifest in my life by providing deliverance. He will provide Yeshua. He will provide victory. He will provide salvation. He will provide help. He will provide security. He will provide welfare. Hallelujah. But notice he said, I will offer unto God first. And when I do that, the Lord will manifest as Jesus. He will manifest as my Savior. He will manifest as my deliverer. God may not manifest as your deliverer when you are complaining. You keep crying every day, but it's not cry of joy, not cry of happiness. It's cry of blaming and cry of despair and cry of wondering. As natural as that is to do with everything going on in the world, I understand that. But the cry of mourning and the cry of complaining and the cry of sadness and sorrow is only going to deepen the depression in the world. The Bible says the joy of the Lord will be your stronghold. It is through the joy of the Lord that you'll be able to walk upon your high places. It is through the joy of the Lord that you'll be able to run through a troop. The joy of the Lord will build an armor of protection around you. The joy of the Lord will give you a new pep in your step. The joy of the Lord will elevate you and put you over every destruction of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, God will become Yeshua to me. And as he declared that, the Lord spoke in verse 10. The Bible said the Lord spoke to the fish. God heard the sound of Jonah's praise. God heard the sound of Jonah's praise from the belly of the whale. He didn't need a microphone. You know, some people are so broken. They feel, oh, God can't hear me. No, God will hear the sound of your praise from wherever you offer it, my friends. God will hear the sound of your praise. Even in that lonely hour when you are sobbing, maybe there's something that has gone wrong with a loved one, or maybe there's something that's gone wrong with your job or your situation. Maybe there's something you are struggling about and it's really difficult. Yes, even in those moments, when you are sobbing over the difficulty that you are dealing with, lift up your voice of praise from the belly of that whale and God will hear you. The Bible says God heard the sound of praise that Jonah raised in the belly of the whale. And in verse 10, the Lord spoke to the whale and he said, cough him out. Cough him out. And the fish vomited Jonah. There is nothing that has been set against your destiny that will not cough it up. There is nothing that has been set against your welfare that will not disappear. There is nothing that has been mounted up against your well-being that will not be crushed when you raise up the sound of your praise in the belly of the whale. Hallelujah. So take a moment every day and give him praise. Take a moment every day and give him praise and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I bless your name. I lift you up. I adore you. As a matter of fact, this is a good place. Let's take a moment. Let's take a praise break here in this service. Wherever you are, your bedroom, take a praise break right now. Let's give him some palms under praise. Just lift up your hands and begin to praise the Lord. Say, Father, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I give you glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the worship. I magnify your holy name. I magnify you. I adore you. I exalt you. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Come on, praise team. Help me sing it just one more time, everybody. Come on.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah in the morning. Hallelujah in the afternoon. Hallelujah in the night time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Master. Hallelujah to the Savior. Hallelujah, precious Jesus. Hallelujah, precious Savior. Hallelujah, precious Master. Hallelujah, precious King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every waking moment, hallelujah. Every living moment, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please sit down. I have one more. I have one more thing I've got to say to you. There were two things the Lord put very strongly in my heart. So remember, praise Him. Praise Him every waking moment. Praise Him with every piece of news you get. Praise Him when you watch that TV screen and it's telling you the count and it's telling you how bad and all of that. Just praise Him. We're praising Him not because He's responsible. We're praising Him because we know He's the mighty God and He has the power and the ability to deliver us. And we know that this storm will be over sooner than later. And we know that our Father, our good shepherd, will take us through this valley of the shadow of death. That's why we praise Him. That's why we praise Him. But there's a second thing that I've got to share with you. This is very important. God's plan for you has not changed because of COVID-19.
Amen.
God's plan for you has not changed because of COVID-19. In the natural, Jesus, on this Palm Sunday, within the scope of a few days, went from His most glorious day on earth to His most despised, most painful, and most tortured experience. And everything happened within the course of a few days. Do you know that sometimes in life we can go from our most glorious experiences to our most despised, most painful, and most tortured experience? That's what Jesus endured. And yet, even when that happens, none of that phases God. None of that changes his amazing, flawless plan for our lives. He's still going to bring us to an expected end. Do you remember what Jeremiah 29:11 says? I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace, thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you or to give you an expected end. I want you to know that everything that happened in the life of Christ Jesus in this span of about 7 days, when he went from his most glorious ride into Jerusalem to his most painful trip to the Garden of Gethsemane, to the most tortured experience before Pilate and his crucifixion on the cross, I want you to be aware that all of this happened within the span of a few days. But I want you to be aware that in spite of all of that, God was simply setting up the best plan of all, which was his resurrection from the dead and the redemption of mankind. His disciples didn't know that. That's why in this critical moment, his disciples couldn't praise. You know what happened. You know how after he rode into Jerusalem and after he went through all of that, and just within a few days when the accusations began and the torture began, you know how confused his disciples were. Surely this could not be what God intended. It seemed like God had made a mistake somewhere. It seemed like God had fallen asleep at the wheels. Here's the king. They were riding on this wave and on this momentum, and in their hearts, we're just going to breeze into Jerusalem, crying Hosanna and praising him. And then the next thing, where they're going to make him king, and the next thing, he's going to take over the entire nation, and the next thing, he's going to become the ruler of the world, and the next thing, we are going to sit to his right, to his left. After all, we heard him say that. And we were going to sit on his right and on his left. Surely we're on the path of what he prophesied. Surely. Bam. And suddenly, the storm hit. But I want you to know that in spite of that storm, God's plan didn't change. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 33:27 says, underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. His arms never moved. I just want you to know, COVID or no COVID, his arms never moved. Underneath, help me say it, somebody. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Come on, hear me say this very strongly. Say, underneath are the everlasting arms. His arms never moved. Hear me say that. His arms never moved. In fact, in that scripture, the Bible says, the eternal God is your refuge. Is your refuge. That is, this eternal God is your hiding place. No matter what happens, as you go on this journey, no matter what transpires, as he takes you from A to B to C to D, this eternal God will be your eternal refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I want you to notice, it doesn't say underneath were the everlasting arms when he rode into Jerusalem. Underneath were the everlasting arms when things were good and rosy. Underneath were the everlasting arms when everything seemed to be right, to be nice, to be bright, to be fair, to be pompous. No, he said underneath are the everlasting. His arms never move. But the next thing I want you to see in that scripture, he said, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and he will say, destroy them. Hallelujah. He will execute judgment on your enemy, he says. I love it. He puts it very, very literally in the Amplified. He said, the eternal God is your refuge and your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove the enemy before you and he thrust them out, saying, destroy, destroy. So anything that is set against your well-being, anything that is set against the prosperity of the church. This week I was made aware there are sections of the body of Christ that are really suffering. There are sections of the body of Christ that are really dealing in heights of difficulty as a result of this situation. But the Bible says underneath are his everlasting hands. And shortly he will say to the enemy, out, destroy. Destroy, out, destroy. So. His plan has not changed. Whatever he said to us at the beginning, he's still saying now. Underneath are the everlasting arms. So just keep leaning. Just keep leaning on those everlasting arms. Just keep leaning. Just keep leaning on those everlasting arms. I heard, sadly, just a few days ago, that the guy who wrote the song, Lean on Me, Bill Withers, died right in this season of this coronavirus. What an irony. And our hearts do go out to his family, and we pray God's mercy and condolences and comfort towards them. But those are the kind of songs we really ought to be listening to at this time. Lean on me. Lean on. Well, we need to lean on one another. We need to learn to lean on the Lord. This guy also wrote this beautiful song, Lovely Day. Some of you may know that song. You may not know his version, But you probably have heard a version. As a matter of fact, there's a version that I really like that helps me break it down a lot. Every time when I'm driving in my car, I just feel like expressing my joy. I start playing this particular version of Lovely Day. These are the songs we need to hear right now. We don't need to be hearing songs of gloom and doom that are telling us the world is coming to a close, that are telling us everything is dark and everything's just gonna perish. No, we are not perishing. We're not perishing. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. There is a storm. Yes, there is a storm. But we're not perishing. We're coming through this storm. God is going to take us through this storm because his plan has not changed. And when we started out at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the decade, he said, come and let's go to the other side. Let's pass over to the other side. And that plan has not changed. Hallelujah. 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 So put on some Lovely Day music and dance to it. Yeah. Put on some Lovely Day music and rejoice. Do you have that song ready? Play that song for me. This is Kirk Franklin now. So Kirk Franklin, don't sue me for copyrights. This is Kirk Franklin. But I want you to come. Anyone who can come on the stage, we are going to do social distancing, social. But I want you guys to come and dance with me here. Come on, social. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come. You guys, come on, quick. Come through here. Don't go through the back here, right? Yeah. I want you to dance though. Come here, right here. Do social distance, social. But there's a strike. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, I need you to really dance. Come on, really dance. Come on.
And my heart is filled with pain.
This is Palm Sunday praise, y'all. Come on.
bless you, right?
Like giving right. up now, right. your spot right. is tough now. Right. But how can you learn if you don't fall? Right. How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me yeah. while they pressing me right. and they testing me. Uh-huh. They keep stressing me uh-huh. because they never heard a preacher uh-huh. flow, uh-huh. show, uh-huh. go, uh-huh. no.
Come on, you can dance with us at home. Come on. You to know God's plan for you has not changed.
God is going to bring us through the valley of the shadow of death, and he's going to bring us out on the other side. I do not just see light at the end of the tunnel. No, 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 no. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, he says the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. I just don't see. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. I see the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings for you. The Lord is going to bring us through. The Lord is going to bring you through. He's going to bring your family through. Every day, every week, every moment, I want you to remind yourself, God's plan for you has not changed. This is my close. This is my close. You remember in Mark chapter 4, when Jesus told the disciples, let's go over to the other side. You remember? From verse 35. He said, let's go over to the other side. And suddenly as they were going, the Bible says a storm arose. The Amplified Bible describes this storm. It describes it as a storm or wind of hurricane proportions. A storm or wind of hurricane proportions. And as this storm was beating against the boat, the disciples began to panic. They did everything they knew to do. They got frantic. None of them was praising. They were asking. They were questioning. They were wondering. They were afraid. They were scared. They were panicking. They were threatened. And somebody finally remembered they couldn't find Jesus in the midst of the fear. They couldn't find Jesus in the midst of the worry. They couldn't find him in the midst of the panic. And somebody said, where is Jesus? And somebody said, the Bible says in the Amplified, he says, he was asleep on the leather cushion in the midst of this storm, Jesus. You are asleep on a leather cushion? Somebody said, go wake him up. They woke him up. And they said, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? Wait. When he started and he said, let's go over. He didn't say, let's go perish. He said, let's go over to the other side. That's what he said at the beginning, before the storm showed up. Some said, but Jesus, don't you have a new prophecy now that the storm of hurricane proportion? Because now they are here, many people have prophecy now. There's prophecy everywhere. There's prophecy anywhere you turn out, there's prophecy. None of this prophecy, we didn't hear this prophecy before COVID-19 started. But suddenly now in the middle of COVID-19, there's prophecy, prophecy, prophecy. Wait a minute. What I want to ask you is, what did he say to you before COVID-19? I know what he said to us. He said, we are going over to the other side. That's what he said. He said, let's pass over to the other side. You know what Jesus did when they woke him up and said, don't you care, we are perishing? Jesus said, he just said, peace, peace be still. And I think he went back to sleep. He didn't prophesy. He didn't give them new prophecy. He didn't address what was going on, why the storm came. He just spoke peace and then he went back to sleep. You know why? Because his plan for them had not changed. The storm of hurricane proportions that came did not change his plan for them. As we close out, beloved, all of this week, all of this month, all of this season, I want you to give God unbridled praise. Do it by yourself first. If you have a family around you, gather your family together periodically from time to time. Do it together. with your family. Say, let's just praise the Lord a little bit. Let's just praise the Lord. Put on some music. Or if you guys can sing yourself, sing your own songs. Just let's just praise the Lord a little bit. Let the song of praise rise out of your home. Let the song of praise rise out of your home. Let sometimes some of your neighbors hear you praising God. And let them wonder if you lost your mind like Paul and Silas. But keep on giving him praise. Keep on giving him praise. Keep on giving him praise. Because you know he will carry you over to the other side. His plan for you will not change. He will bring you to an expected end. And he will do wonders in your life. If you receive it, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for speaking to us so clearly. Thank you, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, we have given you praise. Palm Sunday praise. Lord, we don't want this praise to end here in this service. We want to carry this praise over. We want to carry it over the rest of this week. We want to have a smile on our faces. Regardless of what is happening, there might be reason in the world to worry. There might be reason in the world to be concerned. But God, we want to put the song of praise upon our lips. We want to keep on praising you. We want to keep on praising you. Lord, so I pray that you energize your people. I pray, God, that you enable them to take on the garment of praise. I pray, Father, you enable them to put on the oil of joy and put on their praise shoes, put on their dancing clothes. And Lord, keep on praising you and keep on praising you and keep on praising you. And I know you will do wonders in our lives. I thank you for it, Lord. I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. Receive it to yourself, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.